Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We got your call stacked, racked, and ready to go. We will get to them. What? Bart just came bursting into the studio.
I keep stopping the hallway and people want to see the Jonay Monáe video. So that's why
Oddly,
if somebody I ran to in the bathroom.
Well, it's funny because that video always reminds me of, you know, like the scene in Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, man.
With the Ice Cube. Thank God for this. Thank God for that. And
all the gifts that Spike has given us over the years.
Certainly. And while it is, so let's just real quick. It's hour number three. It's Barton Hansa. What's that mean, of course?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Nixon 7.
Nixon 7 it is. So speaking of Spike Lee, he joins us right now on the phone.
On the power hour?
He is here.
We got Spike Lee for the power hour. That's what I'm talking about.
Ever.
Spike, how you doing?
How you brothers doing?
Kuna Matatos,
yeah,
right now.
Maintaining.
We also figured out where Michael Jackson got a Kuna Mama Say Mama Nasai Mama Na Maka.
I know. Manu Dibango, So Makusa.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, why we could have just asked you, Spike.
Yeah. We found that out. I've done
two documentaries on Michael Jackson. One was called Bad 25. It was the 25th anniversary of Bad album. I also did one on Off the Wall. Also did, Michael told me, never say Spike. He would say, Spike, I don't do music deals. I do short films. So that was his, but he, when Mike was mad, you get with that, Spike.
Hold on, Michael. So that's your real voice?
He wanted to.
So that's your real voice, Mike.
We were shooting up. They don't really care about us version. There's two versions. Yeah. One in the prison, one we went to Brazil to do. And Mike, I heard somebody, Spike! I knew who that was. I turned around, it was Michael.
Say, Timon! Like, what, Timon? Like...
So he could go. He could go that deep if he wanted you to get some attention. But it was just a beautiful experience working with Mike. And real quick, I know you guys got a lot of stuff to do. So, Michael,
it's all about
The phone rang. Hello, can I speak to Mike? Who is this? Michael Jackson hung up the phone. Phone rang again. Can I speak to Spike? I said, who is this? Michael Jackson hung up the phone again. Third time. Spike, don't hang up the phone. I said, who is this? It's Michael Jackson. I hung up him twice before. I didn't believe it was him. He was calling me. He wanted me to do the music video. He was coming out with History. It was going to be two CDs, one of his greatest hits, one of new songs. My daughter was just born. He was going to fly me out to Michael. I can't go to L.A. My daughter's just born. He said, I'll come to New York. I said, okay. I live in Brooklyn, Fort Greene. I'm coming there. So anyway, he came. We put the CD in the machine. He said, you have to pick one. And I picked the song Stranger in Moscow. And Mike said, you don't want to do that song. You want to do that song. You want to do They Don't Really Care About Us. I said, Mike, why don't you tell them? He was slick. He's one of those cats where he's going to do that mind game on you. So
yeah,
you
Jedi think, mind tricks.
Yeah, you try to do that mind stuff for me. Like you're picking what you want, but really what he wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
So he would say, see, you chose that because I knew you'd choose that one. And so you chose something completely different.
I chose Stranger in Moscow. It was a great song also. He said, nah, you don't want that. You got to do Stranger. You got to do They Don't Care About Us. So then at that time, Paul Simon just came out with an album called Rhythm of the Spirits. And he had this great Brazilian group called All of Doom. He said, Michael, we should go to Brazil. We should go to Rio and Bahia to do the short film. He said, okay, let's go. So I had to call him because Michael, man, beautiful. Miss him.
Yeah, man. I love the play
tonight,
that they
Art
got.
Tonight, Blue Skies, tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Are you feeling it? Are you, like, honestly, like you're
– I'm nervous.
Okay, so you're still nervous because I was nervous before game five.
I mean, I'm not nervous. Spike nervous.
Okay, right. Not Purvis Ellison, never nervous Purvis, but this is a different kind of nervous.
Yeah, well, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you, Spike. Before game five, I was more concerned because I hated what I saw in Miami. And I felt like they just can't play. They're not playing as hard. The Heat are playing their game better than them. And then something happened in game five that I saw. Like, I thought R.J. Barrett grew some chest hairs in that game, in game six. I mean, game five. I feel like Quentin Grimes, you know what I mean?
He did his thing.
Yeah, and I feel like, does that tell me something about what I'm going to see in game six? That more guys are on the bus now. More guys kind of understand what it's going to take to beat this team. And can we get this thing back for a game seven at the Garden?
Well, I'm drinking a bottle of Moet right now. And we're not even – it's not even tip-off time.
No. Pre-game and early. I love it.
Hey, Spike, do you think that Josh Hart is due? Because he hasn't had that signature game in his series.
He got an early foul trouble.
Yep. Been frustrated.
So he's due because you need an unsung hero in these type of games because we've seen the other teams –
the last two games got an early foul trouble. He's all right.
Now, here's another thing. Here's something to put in your hat. You ready? Scott Foster is the crew chief.
Look, I heard about it, but look, I'm you know what I'm doing on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm relying on the spirit of Captain Willis Reed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said that, right?
May 8th, 1970. I was at game seven. I was 13 years old. I was at game seven. I'm relying on our brother, the spirit, the soul, Captain Willis Reed, to bring us through tonight.
Yeah, man, because all the pressure goes back on Miami.
Number 19, Willis.
This is a must-win for Miami. They understand that coming back to the Garden Game 7, that type of momentum, that energy. Because I felt like the Knicks played with an energy and a pace the other day, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a full four quarters.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Sweet Jesus.
Can you imagine what that building would be
like? And there's a game seven Monday night.
Mm. Woo! Everybody gets off on Tuesday. Nobody has to go to work on Tuesday.
It's going to be like May of 1970. I was there at 30 years old. Willis dragged his leg onto that court.
With your iPhone, you can probably make a little short film.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump. I know you got a lot to do.
All right, Spike. Always good to hear from you.
I love Michael. When I heard you talk about my brother, had to call in.
Appreciate it. Anytime.
All right, Spike Lee. I see he's fired up. He's already pregame. He got the Moet out.
That's what I'm talking about. We need all the Florida fans. Knick fans be doing pregame, to be up there and be irate, be crazy up in that building.
Well, remember, I told you there were a lot of Knick fans in the building,
but they didn't get nothing to cheer for. They never had
a chance.
Yeah.
Will they get that chance tonight? All right, we continue. 800-919-3776. Let's get some calls. Baritone in the Queens been hanging on a bit. Baritone, go ahead.
Oh, what's going on, man? I'll go after Spike.
That's right. He still has a. You hear that phone ring?
He got that old.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a notary's phone?
Yeah, man. Before I get to the Knicks, I wanted to comment about the schedule that Bart said about the Jets. I think they'll beat the Eagles because they haven't beaten the Eagles, and
they've never beaten the Eagles. That's just such a physical brand. And, you know, maybe with A-Ron, I was just trying to be optimistic. Like, you know, I think they could beat him. But, you know, I think that 13 and 4, I think that's a realistic, you know, type of thing. If Aaron Rodgers kind of – because it's going to take a while for the rest of the league to kind of figure out how the Jets play. It's like when we came over here with Rex, they had never seen defense like that. Yeah. So, like, it took a while for the division and people that playing you for the first time to say, man, hold on, how do we adjust to this? What do they do? What philosophy are they doing?
Right.
So I feel like the offense will take a lot of teams by surprise early on. And then when we get to the middle of the season, they'll start to understand, okay, conceptually, this is what they're trying to do with Aaron Rodgers. Because all the film that they had on this offense last year, throw it out the window. Because it's going to be different concepts, different adjustments, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be getting them in plays.
Different pieces.
Based off what he sees.
Yeah. What else you got?
Yeah, I think the key to tonight is rebounding and defense and guarding the three-point shooting. And hopefully, I think RJ is going to still continue, and I think RJ Randall is going to have a big game.
Yeah, RJ has sneakily started to play really well.
Consistent.
The second series now where he's kind of learned things and he's adjusted. Baritone, thank you. I also think that the biggest key to this game tonight will be the long rebounds. Miami's three-point shot has gone away from them. They've made some key ones. They've made some important ones. That's true. But overall, as a team, they were shooting a ridiculous rate, and it's caught up to them. So you'll feel like if they go back to being a team that's going to miss a lot, there's going to be long rebounds. You got to go get them.
Yeah, and you got to make sure that you don't let Duncan Robinson. I hate they let him come off the pick, and he's got too much space. You know, you don't let
one of their good shooters get loose.
And don't be crazy by going over the top and reaching and, you know, following him from behind. You got to figure out how to show. Whoever is involved in that pick and roll got to show until the guy going over the top can get back in a defensive position. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand you got to rotate because somebody's going to be rolling to the basket if that's what they decide to do. And you just got to scramble off of that, man. But you cannot let Duncan Robinson get hot.
Got to get stops. And the rebounding is a big part of getting stops. Kenny in Brooklyn. Kenny.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just want to make 2 points. First is all year we've been saying, we're searching for a superstar. The Knicks need a superstar. They're missing that superstar. And I think the one thing this playoffs has answered for me is Jalen Brunson is a superstar. I think you said the other day that, you know, he's the best player that hasn't made an all-star team or an all-NBA team. I'm going to say he's a superstar. The best players show up this time of the year. The defense is the most difficult they'll face all year, and Brunson has risen to the challenge, 38 points in an elimination game. Look how Jason Tatum played last night through three quarters. You can't tell me Jalen Brunson, at least offensively, isn't in the same category as a guy like that. And then tonight, I think the Knicks will win. The key for me is Julius Randle. The two games of the series, the Knicks won, those were Julius Randle's best games. So if Randle shows up tonight, the Knicks win. If Randle throws out a clunker, his body language is poor, he's not getting back on defense, the Knicks will lose. But again, I want to emphasize that again, the two games the Knicks won in this series were Randle's two best games. So I think if Randle plays well, the Knicks will win.
Thank you, Kenny. I mean, I keep giving Julius Randle these opportunities. He keeps getting them. And this is another opportunity now for him to have a game, a signature game, that you can point to and say, okay, he's done something in the playoffs to help you win. He did something significant, and he has another opportunity tonight. And again, this is a scene of the crime. This is a place that he has had a big game earlier this season, 43 points, 8 threes. If he can pull out that kind of performance tonight to force a game 7, are you kidding me? It'll turn the tide of how people feel about him. And you got to understand, in this series, you know, he started losing some people again. By the way, Bart, how about this? Just saw a reporter down in Miami tweet.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat still have tickets available for tonight. Here's a link to how you can buy these tickets.
Let's go to New York. How do you have tickets
available for this game?
Let's go NY.
Wow. Keith in Queens. Keith.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I had
what's up? Good.
Man, listen, I mean, is this scary? It's scary because, you know, I don't know about tonight, man, you know. Like, I wish, what they got to do, they got to get those rebounds, man. They got the size to out-rebound Miami. They got to get the rebounds. They got to play defense.
The long ones is killing you.
I'm talking about rebounds in general, period.
Yep.
What kills me is that they double-tween. They can't double-tween. You got to play one-on-one defense. You understand? You got to, like, play hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, try to go to Mm-hmm. They attack the basket, take points off the boards. You understand? Get these guys in foul troubles early in the game so you can take them out of momentum. You know, other than that, defense. And another thing, you got to knock down your shots. You understand? You got to knock down your three-point shots. They do these things, I believe they'll win. But I don't believe they will win, but if they do these things, that increase their chances, you know. But I hope they win and come back to the Garden, you know. So –
Yeah, they definitely
Thank you, Keith.
They definitely have to make sure that they're getting broken down too easily, so then the help has to come, and then they're getting the swing, like you said. It's not just the first swing. It's a swing as the defense
the
rotates.
Corner three. They go over – you overload, and then they just try to get the ball movement around the perimeter. This is what I don't like, too. Everybody's like, it's so beautiful how Miami moves the basketball. It's not beautiful. All they're doing is reversing the ball around the perimeter against not much defense because everything's overloaded to one side. It's not like you're seeing unbelievable behind-the-back passes and backdoor cuts and stuff. It's just passing around
the
perimeter.
It's not Golden State.
It's like the Ranger power play. It stays on the perimeter. It doesn't really do anything, but the puck looks like it's moving around. Like, you've got to actually you've got to keep one guy in front of you. That's the hardest thing to do in this sport when you're playing pick and roll, though. So help has to come, and that opens up exactly what they like to do, which is then swing it around to the weak side and get an open corner three. And they have lived off that for most of this playoffs. The question is, can they continue to do that? John in East Patchogue. John.
Hey, boys. What's going on? I spoke to you guys the other day about one game at a time. Now, these are all the key factors for the game today. You mentioned Game 7. The last Game 7 at the Garden was 1995 with Reggie Miller versus Patrick Ewing with that finger roll. We don't want to remember that Game 7. We want to remember something different. Yeah. Now, as far as Game 5 goes, the Knicks didn't get any calls in the first quarter. And then during the timeout, I was at the game live, Jalen Brunson complained to one of the referees, but he complained in a nice way. He spoke to him to the side. He says, listen, you know, I feel like I'm getting hacked. The referee was like nice with him. He patted him back. All of a sudden, second quarter, Knicks started getting foul calls. They started moving the ball. Obi Toppin brought a lot of energy into the game.
He did.
So everything started changing after that situation. Now, when you bring in the whole Scott Foster thing about Miami has lost 10 in a row, they've actually lost one out of the last 12. And here's a key factor with Scott Foster. In the Cleveland Cavaliers series in Game 4, he was the referee. In the Miami Heat series, Game 2, he was the referee.
Yes.
He's the referee again tonight. This is the pendulum game that the Knicks fans need. This is a chance for Julius Randle to step up and get that one game. Just that one game in Miami we talked about. You get that one game, and you force the ultimate Game 7 at the Garden. That place would be sold out. You'll have people paying $7,000 just to go to a game to see that because you haven't seen it. Since 1995. This is what the Knicks fans are starving for. They need it. They have to show up. Spike Lee, everybody get down. Anybody who's a Knicks fan celebrity, get down to South Beach tonight. Represent New York. We're going to stomp them down. Game 7 at the Garden. Let's do this, boys.
Love it, John. Love the energy. Thanks for the call. I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for. It's that. Just give us a – it literally has become that. Winning Game 5 now leads you to this game, and this is the give us a chance game. That's what you're looking for. And you feel like, because as Bart mentioned earlier, you know, think of the officiating in this series. And there's times in this series. Like I had a former NBA coach tell me during one of the games, I don't know what a foul is. I don't know what a foul is. Because there's some contact that is so obvious and physical that they're not calling. And then there's a touch on an arm, that's a foul. And so you have a hard time understanding like what's physical and what's not physical. So what you know, what you hope at least with a guy like Scott Foster is that a lot of little shenanigans stuff that the Heat like to do, especially flopping, manipulating the officiating, all right, I'll put it that way. And they're very smart at it. Maybe they don't get away with it as much tonight. Like Gabe Vincent, who was picking up Jalen Brunson 94 feet in Game 5, he got into foul trouble because of the grabbing and the pushing and shoving. And Jalen was tough enough to fight through a lot of it and make it obvious that it was happening. And he was trying to run through screens. So they get Gabe Vincent into foul trouble. That was important because it now got one of at least of their dogs off of him in full court. It's just little things like that that could be the difference in this game. But it's going to be compelling, everybody, because you know playoff Jimmy, he has not showed up yet in this series. Is this the game he shows up and tries to finally end it tonight at home? Because we know he can get maniacal. Yep. Like you see that look in his eye, and then all of a sudden you know, like, oh, this guy's on it. He's on it. And the Bucks can tell you all about playoff Jimmy. They saw him in the last two games, and suddenly they were home. So there's a lot with this game that is so compelling to watch tonight. But the one thing you just wonder is, can they just win a road game and set themselves up for an epic Game 7 at the Garden on Monday night?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I find it amazing that there's still tickets available for tonight's game in Miami. Meanwhile, you know, the Knicks are having a watch party in the build in the garden. In the building.
And can I get a ticket?
No, I don't think you can get in.
It's sold out. Standing room only. Wait listed.
That's great. That's great. People are really into this, and it's awesome. We had Spike Lee call in earlier, talking with him. Everybody's fired up.
Mimosas in.
He definitely had the Moet open. 800-919-3776 is the number. Like we said, we're just going to talk to you throughout the rest of this and get you ready for tonight. Full coverage, again, Knicks Heat, Game 6, down in Miami. We have it here on 98.7 ESPN, 7 p.m., is when our coverage begins, 7:30 tip-off. It's also on ESPN. And on MSG, we have for you a pregame show that starts at 7. The full pregame show, lead you in to tip-off. And then, of course, that beautiful last channel button that you want to hit after the game's over. You bring it right back. You got me, and you got Wally Ball, and you got Bill Pito.
Well, they can just flood the gate, 7th Avenue, once the Knicks win. They can put it against the glass on you.
I mean, after a win
somebody
tonight.
Somebody wear a damn green suit and put it up against the glass.
And just behave by the glass, though.
No, lick the glass.
No, don't lick the glass.
Lick the glass.
In New York City?
Yeah. Build your immune system.
It's outside.
Build your immune system.
That's disgusting.
Trace character.
800-919-3776. Let's continue with the call. Let's go to Art in the Bronx.
What's up?
What you been? Are you mad at his art? What's up?
Hey, man, let's talk some music, man. I'm going to give you two child idols that stayed big stars when they grew up, and that's New Edition and Brandy. What do you know about those two?
Listen. I love Brandy. Cinderella, a.k.a. Brandy's brother. I mean, RJ, you know.
Tell me about
Brandy's
it, bro.
Brother.
Tell
I
me
love
about
that,
it.
Man. Broken Hearted, one of my favorite songs, man. Full Moon. I don't know why she's still out making music, though. Like, what, I don't know, she ain't dropped nothing new.
She grew out of that. She went more into acting now. You know, Moesha, that kind of thing.
Man, that was in 1990, man. We need more.
I know. She's 40. She's 43. She was 16 when she made I Want to Be Down. Now she's 43.
I want to be down. It's such a good song.
I always love her and Monica, going back and fest.
The woman I was dating in 1995, her kids were Brandy crazy.
Yeah, listen.
I mean, for real, I saw the teen idol effect with Brandy, and then the thing she did with Monica, you know.
Yeah, Boy Is Mine.
But you know what's crazy? Broken Hearted with her and Ronnie is one of my favorite songs. But what I'm saying is, you know who reminds me of her? Who channels her spirit? Who's like, because she's multi-talented. She can act. She can host. She can sing. I think Keke Palmer is like Brandy.
Definitely.
She can act.
She
can sing.
When she was on Saturday Night Live, she owned it.
Yeah, she can sing as well.
On that episode she hosted, wow.
Yeah,
that
no
was
doubt,
just
man.
Wow.
Listen, man, this is the only place.
New addition.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, have you seen Bobby Brown on tour? Like he spinning his ass right off the stage. He only good. He only good for two. He do his little routine. He got to go take a seat.
He's 20.
Well, you know,
I've never seen a dance. I've never seen
new addition.
That call of, yeah,
oh, so you saw him. You saw him struggling with the two.
I saw a new addition at Madison Square Garden. I think it was last December, the December before.
Oh, yeah, they came
through. They were here with Jodeci and,
I remember
Uncle
that one.
Charlie Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah, Uncle Charlie took the show over.
Jodeci's
my favorite group in the 90s, but yeah, Bobby Brown, he does struggle. Boy.
He looking like T.D. Jakes right now. People thought T.D. Jakes looked good for his age. Like, come on, Bobby. Like, Bobby, man, it's your prerogative, man, but I feel you.
There you go. That's what like, that's
everybody else. Everybody else, on the, everybody else in the group is skinny. Everybody else in the group is skinny. Yeah. Ralph Transvan look like he ain't look like he don't eat no carbs. You know
what I'm saying? But they still got it, though.
They still got it.
The Knicks.
I'm just playing with Bobby.
Yeah, the Knicks. Go ahead, Art.
I believe they're going to win tonight, and I'll tell you why. If they do what they did two nights ago, okay, get early buckets. That's number one. Get R.J. Barrett and Julius Randle some early buckets. That's number one. Number two, play defense. I mean, play defense. Stand them and don't give them open looks for threes. Number three, put the ball in Jalen Brunson's hands in the fourth quarter. You know he played. He played every minute of the game.
He might have to do it again.
Every minute.
Last time we saw this, we saw KD do this when he was with the Nets, and he was a one-man wrecking crew. And he was, if he would have wore a half a size smaller, they would have been in the championship. But here's the problem.
I'm a Nets fan, so that, you know, that breaks my heart.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Like, can the Knicks adjust to the adjustment? Because we've seen all throughout the playoffs, a team destroy a team, and the next game, the other team comes back with the momentum. So it's going to be tough. Yep. You know, they got to win three in a row. That's hard to do. To do that, they got to get it back in the Garden, and they can ride off of that energy that the Garden will provide for them. But going out into a hostile territory, they're going to have to give the Knicks fans that's down there reason to cheer to try and use some of their energy, because playing 48 minutes back-to-back, it's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Art. Hey, Art, good to talk to you, my man. Thanks so much.
Hey.
Don't be cruel.
Great. Greatly appreciate it. You know, another player could play 48 minutes tonight. After seeing Jalen Brunson's performance, maybe he was inspired to do it. That'd be Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he's been there. Remember that? Remember the bubble when he was...
Let's do that again. Need the sound page up. That's Jimmy Butler. Nope, that didn't happen again. Okay. Let's try it one
more
time.
Third time's the charm.
Let's try it again. All right, another player might want to play 48 minutes tonight. That's Jimmy Butler.
I'm never surprised with anything come playoff basketball time. Your best is needed all 48 minutes, if more, if you're going into overtime. If Spo tells me to play 48 minutes, I will be suited and booted and ready to do that, and we'll win.
And we'll win is what he said at the end there. He played 53 minutes, all 53 minutes
of the game
in overtime in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that definitely can do that end to end, and maybe they look at this as their game seven.
Yeah, play 48 minutes. We're going to run you out the damn gym. It's going to be a different 48 minutes.
Wear that body down a little bit.
We're going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of mo.
And bam, we're going to go ahead and get that thigh check early in the game. Come on, set that screen
with
that open leg. I'm
going
to go ahead and get you a contusion. You're going to call me dirty. You can call me whatever you want. You just can't call me collect.
Like I said, there's things that you want to see at the start of the game that'll tell you, okay, yeah, they're in this, right? And the one thing that I feel like I need to see early in this game is a little message send physically when it comes to Bam and these screens. Kind of let them know, like, you want to set these screens this way, it's going to hurt. Just know it's going to hurt. And I'm curious to see if they have that, if anybody has that in mind as they're trying to run through some of these screens. Is this guy's been stepping on people, kneeing people, shouldering people, elbowing people. He caught Julius in the under his eye.
Yeah.
It's like, is anybody just going to, like, how about just a little give back? Can we get even a little bit just so he feels a little something too? Because he might be a nice guy, but this stuff he's doing is not innocent. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Emil in East Orange. Emil.
Hey, Alan. Hi. How you guys doing? Hey, Bart. How are you?
Good.
How are you? Yeah, I called back sometimes back, and we talked about RJ being the X factor, which it turned out to be. We were both right on that, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to say is, as you guys been looking at these games, right? I mean, to me, I think it's kind of simple, but again, I'm not in the NBA. Who knows about all that? But when Miami plays a zone, tell me why they do not attack the middle. No one knows to just go to the middle of a zone, right? I mean, that's the simplest thing in basketball. And if you could go back and look at the films or any of them, every time somebody goes, and I'm telling my wife, RG went to the middle the other day. I said, watch something happen. And every time they go in the middle of the zone, right, it always makes something, they get something out of it. So that's one point. The other point is, Alan, Bart, the first five possessions, we already know how we're going to feel. And it's all based on who? Julius Randle. We know if Randle comes down and he tries, I got to take the first three shots. I got to bang. And everybody standing around, they come down. You'll let Miami get into a rhythm. That's going to scare me. If he comes down and he plays a little different where the ball is popping, we all know the ball's got to pop. And I'm hoping he understands that now. I pray that's the only way we're going to get out of this.
Keep the ball moving.
You guys, you know it. And Bart, you know, you, Alan, you both know that. The ball's going to move. If he moves, he gets it back. You know.
Yeah, you don't want him to get stuck. I know what you're saying, Emil. Thank you for the call. You just don't want the ball to get stuck because he's got it in his head that I've got to do this and I've got to do that, and you'd rather see him do a lot of things in tempo. I think it's important for the Knicks to play up tempo, especially early on. That's what turned the game for them. It was Obi coming in and Randle going out, and suddenly it was just, let's get up and down the floor, let's move, let's run. And that got the building going, that got the team going, and then the rest is history. So it is definitely something that has to be kept in mind, is don't get stuck with the ball and don't get stuck watching the ball. But that can tend to happen, and that is obviously something that does frustrate a lot of people with Julius Randle. Let's go to Tony in Manhattan. Tony.
I feel a New York win tonight.
Oh.
Tony, we got Tono.
Tonstradamus is joining us right now.
No, we got to call it Tono. Listen, like Plato, Toto.
This is the point. This is my point. When these guys run, when these guys attack the basket fast, something always good comes out of it. But when they let Miami's defense get set, it's a grind.
Yeah.
It's a grind. Mm-hmm. That's why when Obi Toppin came in the game that day, it started flowing. Because you attack them. You don't let them get set.
Right.
It's like when Randle grabs the ball, he just waits for like the defense to get set, and then he wants to make his move. Just make your move. Grab the ball, make your move.
Right. I don't understand why he always kind of waits and waits and waits. It's just, man,
it's like
just get
see
it
what
going.
Happens. It's like it's a hitching. It's like, you know, somebody got like Charles Barkley's hitch in his golf swing. It's like he grabs like, all right, what I'm doing? All right. Like, bro, they reacting, man. Stop.
All right, so here's what we'll do. We're going to keep getting the calls in here. We're going to keep them stacked and racked, ready to go. We're going to finish up again talking to you about all the things that you're looking for tonight and what you're feeling tonight, your level of anxiety, everything else. You heard Spike Lee call in. He said he's already feeling it. He's got a nervous feeling about him. You know what it is? It's not just about winning tonight. It's about what we want to have, which is a game 7 at the Garden on Monday, just because that'd be pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
it's just something that we all
just get us
have.
There. We'll worry about what happens in game 7. Just get us there.
Just get us there. And that's the feeling that we have about going into tonight. But like I said, I feel good about what I saw in game 5 to make me think that they can get this win tonight down there. And the fact that they haven't sold out the building yet, my God. If you're a Knicks fan and you're down in South Florida,
go buy some tickets.
Man, get to the game.
Help Miami out.
Exactly.
Well, help their business out.
Exactly.
Go in there and calls
all
right, so, be belligerent.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And we have the Knicks tonight, and we have a game six, and we have your calls at 800-919-3776. We also have Garrett Cole on the mound tonight. That's exciting.
Spin rate, you're going to need him, man.
Yeah, against the Rays.
The Rays, you don't want him to go up by 10. Like,
this is a cool time of year. So I remember years ago when the Knicks, this is in the 90s now, the Knicks were in the playoffs, and I think I went with my mom to a Mets. My mom's a big Mets fan. And I went with my mom to a Mets game because she loves her Mets. And I went, and I was getting.
Yeah, who are you?
Now remember, think
Black
about this.
Sheep.
There was no internet. There was no cell phones. So I'm just at the game. So all you had was a radio. And you had, I had one ear, like one of these, that one. You know, you remember those
the
one ear?
Yeah, with the one ear. Yeah,
they listen to it. In the radio. So I have a little transistor radio, I have an earbud. Listening to the call, the radio call, I bet it was.
Was it probably, Sterling?
It was probably Mike Breen, and it might have been Clyde. It might have been Mike and Clyde, or maybe it was Mike and John Andrews. But whatever it is, I was listening to the call, and it was like the, and I was giving updates in my section to happening in the game.
Yo.
Stocks just hit a three, like, you know, because I had that was a kid, so I was yelling in that deep New York
trying
thing.
To sound thugged out.
Yeah, you know, it was Shea Stadium. You don't have to be thugged out at Shea. But I just remember that was so much fun for me being the resource, and all these people are compelled, like, what's going on in the game now? And it's like, oh, up 12, man, we got this. Like, just, that was so much fun. So I wonder, at Yankee Stadium, I mean, people have their phones.
They put on half of the board, though.
Will people get, like, some updates and stuff?
They should put a half on the board. They should put it on the ticker.
No, they want you to pay attention to their game.
Who cares? Like, that's what you want people to
do. But it's just a fun time of year when there's other sports going on and you want to catch up on what's happening. Like, that's kind of cool.
I wonder, like, when do we get to this time where you're at a game or a Yankees game and they're putting up the prop bets inning by inning.
Damn.
For you to sit at your seat and gamble to decide if you want to pick it on it. And then the gambling sites probably give the Yankees some money.
Here's your app.
People are, because people.
Apps on your phone. Go ahead and just, like, going into the seventh inning, this is this. You want to place your bet. You want to just do that. I mean, you never know.
But you'll have people instantly mad at you. Like they just lost it in the seventh, and you get pulled.
Place your bet right now. Aaron Judge, does he get a double? Does he get a single? Does he get a home run? Or does he strike out? And you hit, like, home run.
Yeah.
And he hits one off the wall for a W. Yeah. You suck!
Yeah. Or like, you got, like, a relief pitcher coming in and like, you winning, and, like, you bet the win, and then they blow it in that inning.
Or just even still.
But you, like, know it's coming because you can, because then the
like
gambling.
Run differential. Do you think about that? Oh, my God. I don't know how people do this.
Because they're going to be yelling to the players what they need to win. Like I said, I yelling for an autograph. Please, come on.
True story. Back in the day, Hubie Brown used to tell this story all the time. When Hubie was coaching the Knicks, he had the gamblers all behind him in the Knick bench.
Yeah.
And they would tell him the spread. Hubie, oh, it's seven. Come on now. Back it off. You know,
hold the ball four corners.
Like, it's like, back it off. Keep it at seven. We're good. Like, I'm telling you, like, the guys would yell to him what the spread was. He would joke. He always knew the spread for the game because the guys behind him would tell him.
I think we're getting to that point where the gamblers,
going
just,
back
think,
to that.
Just think, because if you got 100,000 people in there gambling and they all gamble on the game, then the home team can probably monetize that and say, hey, man, we're helping you guys out by putting
really
information out there.
I don't know. You don't want to, I don't know if I want that.
That can be extra.
Building.
That can be extra.
All right, we've got about 2.5 minutes left in the show. Mm-hmm. Want to go rapid fire calls?
Let's do it.
All right, here's how we're going to do it. Rapid fire. We're just going to say your name. You just give us your take on tonight, and then we're out. And we go to the next call. So let's go right down the line. Ryan in New York, go.
Quentin Grimes. 3-pointer. Shots hurt on the bench. Go, New York.
Bing bong.
That's the great energy. That's what we want. Ryan, great job. Elliot, can you do the same? Elliot in West Hempstead, go.
Yes. Mitchell Robinson's got to put down at least 10 and 10, and I want that bench differential to be much more even. I need that bench to put up some points in addition to our superstars.
Love it.
Go, New York, go.
Well done, Elliot. Okay, let's keep it rolling. Just like this, Ozzie Montgomery, take it away.
hey, we need to take advantage of Raymond and Stolz. Those guys can't guard our guys. Let's do that with our bench players.
Attach the matchups. Let's go, baby. Ozzie, thank you.
All right, Miguel in the Bronx. Go, Miguel.
Push the pace, hit free throws. Go, New York, go, New York, go.
See, well done. See, efficient. Very good, Miguel. All right.
We ready for the hacker Mitch.
Freedom.
Missing Mitch.
Is in Patterson. Freedom, what do you got?
Yo, Randall, you got your eyes swollen the other night, and you ain't do nothing. And you want to get tough with IQ? It's time to take the gloves off tonight. Show some, you got to stand up for New York. They're going to respect us tonight.
I love it, Freedom. Well done. And that's the whole idea, right? That's what it's got to be about tonight, is to see. And I thought I saw this. All right, so I'll give you my take, Bart. This is what I see tonight. What I saw at the end of Game 5 was a resilience and a toughness mentally that was missing earlier in the series. And the way R.J. Barrett talked to me, told me that this is a kid that learns along the way. And he starts looking at how, like, he's an observer, right? He watches. And he just sees it happen. And it's like, oh, I see what I could do. Okay, I can get away with this. I can do that. And he does the two complete at that game. He learns real quick. And he showed some savvy and some toughness. And he's actually played pretty well. So if you're starting to get more guys like that on the bus that are understanding now what it's going to take to win. And have I talked about this the whole series? Is the Knicks have to understand just how hard they have to play to win this series. Maybe they figured that out in Game 5. And if so, they can win tonight. And we'll be here on Monday.
And if they're not going to do it for us, do it for Allen.
Please. Enjoy the game today, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.